Hello and welcome to my radio show. I'm here today with I'm the Avalanche. Yeah, it's thank you for not moshing.
This should be very broken that rule.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Say your names, your instruments, your favorite vegetable. Whatever you guys want.
Hey, I'm Benny, and I sing in the band I'm the Avalanche, and I am very happy to be here.
Hi, I'm Kellen, I play bass. And my favorite vegetable is asparagus.
Sure. Hey, I'm Brandon, I play guitar. I like to have nacho cheese on everything.
Yeah. It's not a vegetable.
Well, I like to have nacho cheese on every kind of vegetable.
Alright.
Pretty good.
I'm Mike, I play guitar.
No vegetables.
I love potatoes.
Potatoes. Alright. We're gonna start the show off with the Killers, because that's what they want to play.
Yeah.
And here it goes.
I pack my case. I check my face. I look a little bit older. I look a little bit colder. With one deep breath, one big step, I move a little bit closer. I move a little bit closer.
Microphone.
I never cared much about the Killers that much, but this record's sick.
It's amazing.
It's real deal.
I think we've listened to it over and over again in our band. I think the most times we've spun it was like 6 times in a row or something.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, what are we playing next?
This is a band called the Lawrence Arms, and this song is called Your Gravest Words.
Just so everyone has, like, background information on what's going on, because I don't know who's listening and how many of you know this band, but this band is I'm the Avalanche. They're one of my favorite bands.
Thanks.
They've pretty much come from all over the place.
Yep.
One of you's from Oneonta. The Florida one's not here. Long Island, Minnesota, and Virginia.
That's right.
But they are a Brooklyn band since 2004.
And I'm moving out of Brooklyn this weekend, so... But that's the last of the Avalanche out of Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of weird, because now we're just like, New York City?
We're still New York City, but...
So you're a New York City band.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. You know, this all materialized in Brooklyn. It's kind of like the base of our whole band. It's great. Anyway.
So.
Wait, no, you want to do
go
some
go for it, whatever. Play a song, play a song.
Kellen, you have a window. All right.
Are we in tune?
Maybe.
Checkity check. Can you turn me my... I can't help you.
What are you
doing?
In my headphones, I can't hear my voice.
No,
hey,
that's
hey.
Song level. Well, yeah, that might work too, whatever.
Ooh.
Whatever that mic's plugged into. There's
what mic?
Separate level. This mic in front of Vinny.
Hey, 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 hey. I want the knife.
Where is it plugged into?
Is there a level on your board over there? This mic right here?
Check, check, no. I don't think anyone's been hearing us at all, actually.
They can hear you on the microphones, but you don't
<know. laughs> I'll sing without a microphone. No.
What do you want to play?
Three Nights. Okay. Maybe we should play another song and then come back and play, because I don't think anyone's in tune and the microphone doesn't work.
Yeah, it's really cold outside, so our guitars are being a little temperamental here.
I got a song lined up.
Line them up, Kellen. Set up the song for him.
Can I play this?
What's up.
Yeah, off the iPod?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it? This is Lifetime off the CD Hello Bastards. This is Knives, Bats, New Tats. Please play.
Find a baggie with his hand in my shoe, way too close for me. Oh well, at least they allowed me through. Should be a good night in here. Ramo in the main room. People keep pushing me though. No reception on the phone, and I'm thinking.
Lights are blinding my eyes.
They said they'd be here. They said in the corner, and I'm thinking.
People pushing by, then walking off into the night.
He's look well speckled. Bit green and blue, freezes well cheap though, so I'll take three if I need to. Right, I'm on a plan. I wish the bouncers would go away. Borrow water off this man. Here goes nothing, okay. And and I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Oh, that's proper rain. That tastes like hairspray. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
I hate coming to the entrance just to get bars on my phone. You have no new messages, so why haven't they phoned? Menu write message, so where are you and Simone? Send message, Dan's number, where have they gone? And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Why's the message pending? Where the fuck are you? And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Brandy or beer? Water's a good idea. Wish that bar lady would appear and come serve over here. Where the fuck could they be? Still not over in the corner. This night's a tragedy. I keep thinking I saw her. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
No, that's not them. That's not them either. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
I'm still not feeling anything. This has got to be a dud. It's been ages since I necked it. I smoked 6 tabs to the knob. Belly's not even tingling. I just feel a bit pissed. No one looks like mingling. I can't see her or him. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
I'm gonna do another, I think. Yeah, one more, these are shit. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
These toilets are a piss tape. Queue's bigger than the door. Gotta get rid of this pill taste. What are they chatting so much for? Glad I'm not a girl in this place. They'll be here till dawn. Sure my belly's tingling a bit. Something's happening, I'm sure. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Maybe I shouldn't have done the second one. I feel all fidgety and warm.
People pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Everything in the room's spinning. I think I'm gonna fall down. My heart's beating too quick. I'm fucking tripping out. I wonder whether they got in. Turned away, no doubt. Who cares? This is a tune coming in. That one noise is like, I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
My eyes are rolling back. I'm rubbing my thighs with my hand. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Yeah, yeah, they cheer. Can they see my hand in the air? I need to wave them over here. I swear Simone's kissing Dan. My head's twisted severe. Bodies rushing everywhere. They could have texted me when they were near. But I'm fucked and I don't care.
Lights are blinding my eyes.
Yeah!
Streets.
That was the street. Hey, Mike, I hear you in my headphones.
I hear it.
I hear you in my headphones too. Is this one on?
Does anyone hear anyone else?
Hello, hello.
I don't hear it.
The only one I hear is that one. Wait, do I even hear you?
Yo, let me sing. Yo, let me sing into Mike's,
Are these mics on? I don't know.
All the mics are on.
Oh, yeah. Yo, let's switch.
All right.
Take that. Gene!
Oh, check.
Scream, Gene.
1, 2, check, 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 check.
Yo, this song's for Hulk. I'm supposed to say that for Nick.
All right.
Hulk.
All right, they're going to sing a song now.
Check. All right.
We've been having technical difficulties.
You play your guitars.
Apologize.
All right. Kellen! Stop that with the... All right, here we go. Green eyes. When she called my sneakers. Hold on a sec, bro. I can't hear any guitar in here.
Fuck it.
Oops. Can you say that word? Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, let's do it again. When she called.
Thank God this is isn't really on air.
Yeah. Good thing it's not live. You got it this time?
We got a bunch of candy.
I think
here.
I got it.
When she called. When she called my sneakers, tennis shoes. I knew she was from the West Coast.
or the best coast, like she'd say. And I had to disagree. One, two. Now we're moving place. With the ship, a vessel with at least 20 holes. Yeah, but she still floats. I fell in love with the sea, a brilliant tidal wave, and she devastated me. Come back home and bring those green eyes. Oh, when are you coming home? I fell in love with a queen, a king. She burned my village down. I paid her with love and taxes. I fell in love with the street sign that told me where to go. Oh, why do I go anywhere? Come back home and bring those green eyes. Oh, when are you coming home? Oh, oh, oh. Get back here, 'cause baby, these blue eyes never as bright without you. And when you called me from San Francisco, I knew you had started a new life. Yeah, without me. You're only you. One, two. Come back home and bring those green eyes. Oh, when are you coming home? Get back here, 'cause baby, these blue eyes are never as bright without you. When are you coming home? When are you coming home? When are you coming home?
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
That was amazing.
That was us clapping.
Yeah.
I think the next song you guys play should have gang vocals.
Next,
that's what I think.
You mean in the studio style?
Oh yeah.
Studio gang V's. GV.
Song with just made up gang vocals.
I want to play the new song, Just Jeannie Jean Jeans.
Yeah, let's play Jeans.
I just want to say what's up to the... I just want to say what's up to the rat right now.
Oh, yeah.
The rat's not here. He's in Florida, and we all love him. He's tending to his mustache at the moment.
Miss you, rat.
Yeah, big up to the rat. Everyone should go to his MySpace right now and go and write him a message and say, Rat, how's your mustache harvest?
And he'll say, good, because it better still be there.
And if
it's not, you MySpace me, and then you tell me, and then I'll talk to him.
On MySpace.
I made an accumulation of random quotes of you guys from different interviews you guys have done.
that's going to be...
Just really whack things fruitful. That you guys said.
All right. Okay. All people tuning in right now.
Let's hear it.
Do I get like a 5-second button on this and like censor you?
No.
Okay.
No censorship.
Don't judge me.
They're not bad. Don't worry. Okay, first one is a Viking guy definitely wearing blue Speedos.
Sounds like Kellen.
Completely out of context.
Yeah, I'd say that's Kellen. We should be able to pick the it's a game show.
All right, this one's my favorite one. Are you ready? But she died in a spelunking accident. She didn't actually die. She got gonorrhea in her eye.
That's the schnapps there.
That might have been me.
Yeah.
I have an true elf story. Living true in my story. Stomach. I think that was you, too. Yeah.
On stage once, and then like 4 or 5 times.
This was totally random and even out of context in the actual interview, but someone said, I love Lil Wayne. Look at that jacket. Totally came out of nowhere, like for no reason.
Lil Wayne is overlooked. He's grimy. I like him.
Yeah, he's definitely fucking thugged out.
He's thugged out.
Fucking thugged out, man.
Hey, rat.
Animal hearts, man. Shit.
Animal hearts, man. Shit.
There's more.
What
there's
else you got?
Oh, keep going.
I think I'd like to own a polygamous compound.
That's probably Benny, too.
I don't think so.
I feel like most of your interviews are just with him. No one else is even there.
Who,
that's
me?
What it, yeah, that's
he
what it looked like.
On the phone, I guess.
Yeah, I do tons of interviews on the phone. No, I just grab the interviewer before you guys, you know, are done loading and say, let's do this before all these guys complicate things. And we don't really.
You guys should
around.
Complain. Make people have interviews
we
just
do.
With you.
They have secret interviews as well. Sometimes they send decoy interviewers to interview me, and then they do the actual interview. It's all a very complex network of press and deception.
All right. Then this one. Yo, how big was that syringe they stuck in your ass yesterday?
That was probably me, because I had a big syringe stuck in my ass. So. Oh, well,
somebody wrote about me.
Yeah.
It's all about
well, you had two baseballs in your throat.
Yeah.
You could see his glands just, he looked like he had swallowed a big giant butterfly made of clay. What?
Yeah. I was sick, so I had to get a big needle in my ass.
Sounds painful. And then the last one is, say it like you have a mustache.
Yeah.
Which I guess was like the name of a song that
it was going to be, and then we saw the
of
road.
Your fake band or something.
Yeah, well, I think it was going to be a song in this band. It still may be.
Yeah.
So, and I have it copyrighted for anybody who's, you know,
listening.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. And thank you for still listening. You're here with I Am the Avalanche at please don't start the pit. .net.org.
Dot fart.
Dot Jesus.
Here's another song. You have a song lined up, Brandon?
This song is called Tonight Ain't Gonna Be Good from this band Lucero that I've been absolutely obsessed with.
We'll come back and play another song.
Okay, and I also just want to say, if you guys want to IM them and ask them any questions, someone already did. The message is, hey, these kids are crazy. The message is,
what kids, us?
I don't know. Are you guys sending me messages? Is
no.
he sending me messages? the AIM address is WSLC Radio, so you can hit that up. And also, I think there's a phone number. I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to answer the phone, so don't call.
Mike, just give out your cell phone number.
But here's the song. Are you ready?
Yeah,
one, two,
crack
three.
Crack a beer before this one.
Go.
Crack. Ain't gonna be good. It's just a little bit of pain. You should turn and walk away. You know it ain't no good. And when I walk through the front door,
Check.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey.
All right.
We got a lot of funny instant messages during that.
Yeah, what do we got on the instant message screen?
Well, we got one that said, play second restraining order, and then she said, no, that would be weird acoustic, which we thought as well.
That's funny that we were saying that right when she was typing that. Yeah. We've never played it acoustic. It might sound cool, but we wouldn't know until afterwards, and that's too much of a big risk, I think, right now. We have a lot of talent scouts listening to this.
And then we got... Play Some Fucking Sleep, Nick Hull.
What
I love you,
mean,
dudes. Dope
sleep.
Smoker.
Yeah, Nick.
Swamp Beast, Polar Goat.
Oh, yeah. We're going to record. We have a song called Polar Beast that a very amazing metal band from the city is also they're our good buddies. And they're called Hull. And they are in the middle of recording a cover of Polar Beast. And we're going to record their song called Swamp Goat. You know, we're us, and they're really, really sludged out. Really, they're all actually Vikings, and they all have tails.
Especially Sean.
So you can stay tuned for that on the internet. We're going to release a little split number on the internet for everyone to listen to for free.
You heard that here first.
Yeah, I don't think we've
actually probably did.
Someone wants to know if. You're playing any more college shows, and if so, can you go to the University of Miami?
We actually are playing a college show on Saturday at Clarion University in Clarion. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I think so.
Clarion, Pennsylvania, on Saturday.
So that's only like a 10-minute drive from Miami.
It's only a 10-minute drive from Pittsburgh.
But it's a free show, and it starts at 7, so anyone that wants to come. It's free. And
next time we're down in Florida, we should play at University of Miami.
We're also playing a show in Brooklyn. What's the date on that?
November 15th.
November 15th, show at North 6 in Brooklyn with Bling Kong and Heavy Rescue, which is Dan Navetta's band. So,
do you want to talk about the voting so they know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
October 30th.
The Do Circuit Breakout, which we're one of the finalists in.
October 30th, voting starts on the MTV2.com for the Dew Circuit Breakout, which is a Mountain Dew and MTV2 sponsored event that the winner gets
a whole bunch of cool stuff.
We don't have a trailer right now. We just pack everything in our van and hope for the best. So we need a new trailer. And if we win this, we can get a new trailer and new guitars.
So vote up.
So please vote October 30th through November 20th.
And you can vote as many times as you want, so don't be afraid to just do it once. Just get that little clicker going.
Please vote, because we really need it.
We filmed a bunch of stuff for MTV2, including a live show. And that'll be airing in November. So we're going to let everyone know, but it'll be cool because we're playing in front of a really, really sick crowd from Philly. And it was
it was amazing.
Yeah, it was one of our best shows. So
if you want to see that show, it airs November 28th at 9 o'clock at night on MTV2. So
Eastern time.
You can check that out if you want to see it.
There's a Facebook group about voting.
About voting for us or voting for...
Oh, yeah, voting for you guys.
Yeah.
For this so college? Like,
No, just for life.
Oh, I don't even know what Facebook... I thought
Facebook was just... The groups used to be just school-oriented, but now it's worldwide.
Way in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You still have a beeper, I mean...
Yeah, I'm surfing a longboard here.
Friendster?
I actually went and I counted how many of everything you have. Are you ready? You have 21,239 MySpace friends. You have 3,424 comments on your MySpace. You have 3 Facebook groups, one of them's dedicated just to voting on the 30th. You have a Wikipedia page.
What's that?
Did you know? Wikipedia is like this online encyclopedia, and it's just craziness, and you guys are on it.
Sick.
And you have 1,022 posts on the I Am the Avalanche forum, which is actually really cool if you guys haven't been there.
Where
do you check
at?
Stuff like that out? I don't
know. Yeah,
it's on someone's like fan site.
We're usually on tour for 10 months a year.
That's really cool that we have that stuff. I mean, people don't think that we know about it, and they should definitely like choose, you know, let's know that it's there.
Yeah, whenever we can, we search around and see what's happening, you know, on the computer and stuff. But generally, we're driving through Little Rock, Arkansas or something like that, where they don't have computers yet.
Someone else wanted Symphony. And someone wants to know what your favorite venue to play is.
Favorite venue?
I'm going to say that it's not my favorite venue, but it's the one that it's on the top of my head right now. It's called Green Street. Is it Greensboro?
Yeah, in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Get taken care of there. I really like that place a lot.
Yeah, that place is pretty sweet.
I'm going to give a shout-out to the Triple Rock in Minneapolis. It's owned by this really sick punk band, Dillinger 4. Treat the bands really good there. They got good food, and they, like, help you get really wasted there. And the shows are always really good.
Wherever there's a good family vibe, it's good, because we, you know, we're nomads, and we're sitting in the van. So when we get out, and the club's, like, not welcoming or warm or, I don't know.
You can tell.
Whenever we get there, we can tell, okay, you know, like, we can relax here, and we can make this our home for the night, you know?
Norva.
Yeah, Norva has a hot tub, so that's pretty good. I mean,
seriously?
Yeah, hot tubs, saunas, tongue baths, everything.
Strippers.
What venue have you guys played that was just like, oh my god, I can't believe we're playing here?
Place we got rained on?
You mean like great? Or?
Yeah, like great.
Oh, like great.
Oh, great place. Oh, the Norva. That place is pretty cool.
Shibuya Axe is pretty cool in Tokyo.
Yeah,
that was insane. The last time we were in Japan, most of the places we played, and after we saw them filled with kids, being like, wow.
We played a place in Belgium one time, I think, that was a huge compound. That place was insane.
I don't know.
The guy had fuck tattooed on his hand who helped us load in.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys played any places that, like, you grew up going to, and you just were just like, oh, my God, this is so cool? Yeah.
I grew up in Virginia Beach, going to shows at the Norva, so playing there was pretty unreal.
Irving Plaza was another one for me. I mean, I've seen a lot of my favorite bands over there.
So I was Tall as Lions there last night, and they're also a Long Island band, so they were like going crazy. They were like, we can't believe we're playing here, this is so nuts.
Yeah, who were they on tour with?
Sparta.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we toured with those guys when we toured with Receiving End Sirens, so those are nice bros.
What band are you talking about?
What?
What band?
Tall as Lions.
Oh, yeah, where?
Big up to those bros.
So you got more...
You want more questions? There's a lot of them.
Nice.
Keep
them coming, people.
All right. What motivates your songs, and what... and you should come to Crocodile Rock Cafe in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
go there.
I played that place.
Oh, no, we go, we don't go there.
We can. We will. Okay.
Sure.
What motivates our songs? Handle of cheap liquor between the five of us.
Natty Light.
Rat's Mustache.
Mean F and Gene.
I mean, right now, the urgency of wanting to have a record out again and wanting to make a new record is flowing. It's just songs are falling from the sky, so it's all working out. I don't know. It's just the motivation of wanting a new record right now is what's making us, you know, we're writing our best and we're doing a lot of cool stuff. I mean, I think we're going to try out, we're going to try playing a new song. Let's try and play it.
Sure.
This one's called Mrs. Green, and it's about different hard times in life. So I guess those hard times and the things that we all fall back on. And so I guess that's what motivated me to write this song. That's, It's 6 a.m. in the Brooklyn Zoo, and I may have had a drink or two. Moe's scraping me up off the floor, and I haven't packed a thing for tour. Whoa, Mrs. Green, did I tell you I'm falling back? I'm falling back on you again. Dad says he's in the hospital, and now he's been there for a week or two. Oh, God only knows what I'd be without him. And if he truly knew everything about him, I'm sure he could find a way to keep him around. Oh, 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 Mrs. Green, did I tell you I'm falling back? I'm falling back on you again. Whoa, Mrs. Green, did you notice it's killing me? It's killing me, Dad. Mrs. Green, did I tell you I'm falling back? I'm falling back on you again. Oh, 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 Mrs. Green, did you notice it's killing me? It's killing me, Dad. I'm singing this song right here for beats. I wish I could have told you everything about the talk we had, yeah, about our lives and where we were. And you told me to keep my head up high. We miss you so much right now, but I think we'll try. We'll try for you, dear friend. Yeah, it's the end. Yep. Huh? Thank you. It usually ends differently. But not much that much different.
I feel like you guys have matured a lot, like musically and vocally.
Thanks.
Lyrically.
Thanks. That song is definitely the mellowest and folkiest of the rest. We have a very strange record happening right now. There's a lot of like, I don't know. I'd say most of it is the exact opposite of that, as far as more energetic, more upbeat and melodic, and I don't know, kind of everywhere, just like our last record. But that one's definitely the one end of the spectrum. So don't freak out if you want to mosh. There'll be ones to mosh too.
Yeah, we got some bangers for the new one. Definitely.
Are there going to be any collaborations on the album at all?
We'd like to see some. I mean, we could drop all the names in the world that we want to be on the record, but I mean, we'll see. I mean, we'll probably be recording on the East Coast. We're not sure which studio yet, but whoever's around, hopefully get up. It's all family vibe when we record, so get some friends on the gangs.
Yep.
Yeah.
What should we do now?
So I think I'm going to play a song right now.
Yeah.
This is from my favorite band in the world.
John
Ricker. Yeah.
Is it
off? Yeah. I went to a party last night. What's the things I saw? Makeout sessions and bicycle messengers, punks and high school dropouts. This guy I knew, hadn't seen in years. We went into the neon kitchen, stole a couple of beers. He said his girl had dumped him, but was there with another guy. Said that he still liked her. All I could say was, all I could say was, all I could say was, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why is it always like this? Either you're too mean or you're too nice. He said I even cooked the breakfast. So we went into the living room. Someone was blasting Zeppelin. Sounded good, I felt ashamed. I knew every drunk girl. Anyway, there she sat, totally kissing the sky. They look good, I mean like in love. Then I remembered my friend. Said, how could you do this? You said that you needed your space. He's wearing the shirt that I gave you. Then she said, then she said, then she said, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why are you always like this? If I'm having fun, then it's breaking your heart. Sorry, she said I could have it.
A lot of buttons.
Jawbreaker,
big influence on the Avalanche. You know?
Yeah.
What do you got? You got some questions?
Sure. Someone wants to know when the new CD is coming out, and then I could ask them some questions after.
We'll go and finish writing it this month, and then maybe probably record right after the new year, January, February-ish, and release it late spring, early summer.
Yeah.
It's going to be a summertime record, I think. Summertime vibe.
Yep.
Someone wants you to explain Scream Gene.
I can't. We can't.
wants us to do that?
Someone, Mandy rocks your sass.
She knows what it means.
Well, if you're going to scream, you know what it means, Mandy.
We have an imaginary friend that'll soon surface in our paraphernalia and band paraphernalia. And,
just wait, it's coming.
There's a guy named Mean Gene that's a, I don't know, an influence and so many other things to us, so. But a lot of people like to scream it. If you've ever seen The Sleeping, they make everybody scream Gene.
Or no, it's your name.
Yeah. Oh, it's craziness. Just know that you're supposed to scream it and mean it.
You can go watch the South Park too, and you can like pick up on a little bit of Gene there with Mr. Slave.
There's a certain episode of South Park that completely flipped our lives around and gave us all speech impediments,
social disorders.
Yeah, it's the episode with Mr. Slave where a gerbil gets lost somewhere.
Yeah, Lemmy Winks.
It doesn't even really involve that anymore. It's kind of a joke that isn't funny. Unless you say it way too much. Then it's like the funniest thing on earth.
So try doing it around like your friends for a week and see if it works. So. Yeah, it's true. We had a tour manager that couldn't handle that anymore.
But we love him.
I just want to let you know that like 99% of these IMs right now are about drugs.
About drugs?
Yeah, drugs.
What do they think we are?
I don't know. All right, someone wants to know. You guys are really intense live. Any chance of a DVD?
Hopefully.
We're like compiling footage out as we speak.
Yeah.
My camera actually just broke, so. But we've been filming on tour for the past year.
If anyone out there wants to come to one of our shows and give us a camera, we'll make a DVD.
Yeah, anybody who has really rich parents and doesn't really check the credit card bill, buy us a handheld, just like a digital camcorder.
We'll dedicate the video to you.
Yeah, we'll have a whole. We'll interview you on our DVD. How's that? Yeah.
I could tape the Brooklyn show.
Okay, but
I could tape
it. I mean, we need to take it into Chuck's house while everyone's shitting.
If anyone actually buys us a digital video camera, we'll name our DVD after you and dedicate a song.
An interview,
and then you're gonna buy us all Wendy's for dinner.
Yeah,
and then you can all scream.
And Molson Triple X Ice with. Ice in it.
How bad do all you guys want to be right now?
It would be nice.
On a level from 1 to 10.
I would say
69.
I'd say 9 just because I'm not going to like punch a hole in the wall without it, but okay. I would like one.
What about you?
We should call Sarah right now and tell her about some beers right now. Yeah. I know you're listening, Sarah.
So I can't believe she hasn't called in yet.
Yeah. Someone wants to know how stoked you are about the Census Fail tour.
We're so awesome.
We haven't been out to California in a long time, or in any part of that region of the United States, so we're really excited to get back out there.
I saw you guys last year at the Chain Reaction.
Oh, yeah.
And at the Key Club. Was it the Key Club?
Yeah, Key Club with Funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been getting tons of, you know, feedback from kids in California saying they're stoked, and the West Coast in general, so it's gonna
be... I was actually really surprised that the California kids were that crazy.
They're cool.
Yeah.
They're real cool to
us. No, they were all, like, that whole Chain Reaction show was, like, packed, and they all knew you guys, and they knew everything.
It gets better for our band, you know, nowadays we see more people come in to see us play, and even if we're supporting another band, we see more of, like, a core of kids in the middle singing along, which is great. But yeah, Chain Reaction was kind of that way from the beginning, which is... I mean,
I love Chain Reaction.
We appreciate that.
This is crazy. My cousin came to the show with me at Chain Reaction, and the only other show she had ever been to was a Plain White Tee show. So she like had that mindset of what shows were like.
Right.
And then she like totally freaked out when everyone started moshing, and she like didn't know what to do. And I was like, oh, maybe I should have warned her. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, our live shows just keep getting more and more fun with the kids, because the kids like lately like are just crawling all over each other, like everybody's trying to fight their way to the front to sing along. And
yeah, things are slowly getting better for us. We've gone through a lot, and well, we've been a band for a short amount of time, but it feels like a long time just because we've been working so hard at it. But slowly getting better.
All right, I think it's almost time for us to be out of here.
We got 3 minutes. What do you want to do?
Minutes?
3 minutes.
Gonna play a song.
Let's play some Cannibal Corpse for the rat.
What do you want to play?
Strife.
Symphony. I don't know. What else do we play?
Yeah, play Symphony.
It's that lead is so hard. All
right, we'll play a beating. How about that?
I don't. They've heard that 1,000,000,000,000 times.
We also
they've heard Symphony 1,000,000,000,000 times too. Dang.
That girl who sent that picture before, who you didn't know what it was, she said that if you put that picture on the cover of your DVD, she'll buy you a...
But we don't even know who that young boy in the bathtub is. That could be
it could be Gene.
That could be Gene. No chance. What do you want to see, Symphony? Have you never...
We never...
Alright, let's play it. People are listening.
Someone wants you to play Emergency. Does that change anything?
I don't mind. I can do it.
Play Emergency?
Okay, someone wants to play another one for Second Restraining Order. And then someone wants...
Let's do Symphony. Let's... I don't know. Whatever everyone can do together.
Is that actually Daryl Palumbo?
Huh?
Is this really Daryl Palumbo talking?
Harmony.
I'm confused.
Move your arrow.
It's this one.
Shred Weed-O-Matica. I don't think so. I mean, that's not the screen name that he talks to me on.
We'll just ignore it.
If it is, I guess. What's up?
Ready? Symphony? Okay, cool. Thanks for listening, people. You're a gallon away from drowning yourself, but I don't mind. It's what makes you, you. And your flames lick away from burning yourself. But we're not scared, 'cause you always bounce back. Yeah, so promise me, if we both die violently, that the blood dripping from our chin is a symphony. And I'm a mile away from never turning around and living my life rolling on gas fumes. And I'm a second away from the record time for days spent waiting in line. Yeah, so bury me with my giant screen TV. It's the only thing that's been faithful to me. And Ryan smokes these days, and Kev sleeps till 4, and Bob's still Superman climbing buildings. Whoa, oh, oh. Ryan shaved his beard, Kev shaved his too, and Bob's still on his phone. trust me, if we both die violently, that the blood dripping from our chin is a symphony. And promise me, if we both live in infamy, that our statues will cast a shadow on our city. Thank you. We have been I Am the Avalanche. Come out and see us in Brooklyn. Hey, moms and pops.
Hey, Sarah. Don't forget to vote on October 30th.
MTV2.com.
Peace. Thank you.
This is my radio show. Thank you for not moshing. Ooh, I'm not even talking. This is my radio show. Thank you for not moshing. I would like I would like to thank I Am the Avalanche for coming out today. They were amazing. And everyone stop writing to this screen name because I'm leaving and no one else is here. So get ready for the next show. Head over to their MySpace. Vote on the 30th. And that's all. Have fun. Have a good day.
See you guys. Thank you.
Les orgues, elle joue pour toi. Il est terrible cette air-là. J'espère que tu aimes. C'est assez beau, non? C'est le requiem pour un con. Ouais, je l'ai composé spécialement pour toi, à ta mémoire de scélérat. C'est un joli thème. Tu ne trouves pas, hein, semblable à toi-même, pauvre con. Voici les orgues qui remettent ça. Faut que t'apprennes par cœur cette terre-là, que tu n'es pas même.